From Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, the latest from podnews.net. Who offers the fastest podcast hosting? Daniel J. Lewis highlights who is fastest, whether it matters, and uncovers some interesting results in terms of podcast statistics. You'll find that linked from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Bullet, an app that allows podcast listeners to share audio of their favourite podcasts as video to social media from their favourite podcast app, has officially launched. Meanwhile, social media audio sharing company Headliner has signed a deal with SiriusXM, the North American satellite radio company. Podtrac have released their opt-in top 10 US podcast publishers list for May 2019. At number 3,
PRX.
At number 2,
iHeartRadio.
And this is number 1.
This is NPR.
Gareth Cliff from podcaster Cliff Central in South Africa celebrated his 5th anniversary recently, sharing some views about the strength of podcasting. Pod News is in Johannesburg in South Africa this Wednesday to Friday. Are you going to a conference? Do you want to get listeners subscribed to your podcast? We'll link to how Red Hat does it, thanks to Pacific Content. They found out that QR codes are good, but you do need human beings to help. In Brooklyn, in New York, in the US, the Afros and Audio Podcast Festival took place last week, highlighting black podcasters. September is International Podcast Month, with over 150 podcasters already involved. They've launched their Indiegogo campaign. UK broadcaster Steve Penk is to launch a podcast, Steve Penk's Radio Nightmares, containing bloopers and embarrassing moments from live radio broadcasts. None of mine exist, which is good. Music band The Pixies are teasing new songs from their forthcoming album in their podcast, reports the NME. Canadian broadcaster Terry O'Reilly from Under the Influence lets slip in the latest edition of the Sound Off podcast that he's launching a podcast soon too. Oh, and happy Canada Day, Canadians. NPR writes a piece about the growing poetry and podcasts trend, which we link to. And we also link to something that you need to know today, what everyone who works on The Daily looks like. If you're interested in gender balance, 2/3 of them are female. In Opinion today, our editor, that's me, has some ideas on how to get the BBC back into Google Podcasts, noting that Google could give podcasters a little more control over how their podcasts appear within Google products. 9 to 5 Mac thinks it's time for a podcast creation tool from Apple, and they give some ideas for features they'd like. And listening to podcasts may be the cool thing to do, but is it worth wholly cutting yourself off? Asks the India Times. The problem is, they say, with all of our senses now tuned in to the web, none of them are tuned in to ourselves anymore. In podcasts, we mention In Person, the Practical Futurist podcast, and Just Cases. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.